This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden will meet on the debate stage for the first time tonight in Cleveland. Millions of voters will get their first opportunity to compare the candidates' policies and personalities side by side on national television for 90 minutes just 5 weeks before Election Day. Jonathan Lemire is a White House reporter for the Associated Press, and he makes this prediction.
Not just for coronavirus purposes, I don't think the two candidates will have a handshake. We'll see if there's perhaps an elbow bump or just a nod between the two men. There's obviously no shortage of personal distaste in what's becoming an increasingly ugly campaign.
Meanwhile, continuing to fester is the October surprise that just couldn't wait until October. Sagar Magani has this.
The New York Times obtained years of tax return data the president's tried to keep private. They reveal he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for office, and none in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing more money than he made.
It's totally fake news. Made up fake.
But for a man who chose Mogul as his Secret Service code name, the revelations could tarnish his self-cultivated image as a hugely successful businessman and threaten his standing among blue-collar voters. Biden's been highlighting his own middle-class upbringing while saying the president's lied to his working-class supporters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's new prime minister says he's determined to host the Tokyo Olympic Games next summer as proof that humanity has defeated the pandemic. The games this year were postponed because of the coronavirus, and there's widespread doubt about their future. Yoshihide Suga said in a recorded speech on Saturday at the United Nations General Assembly that he is determined to see they come off. This is VOA News. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International says it is halting its operation in India, citing reprisals from the government and the freezing of its bank accounts by Indian authorities. Amnesty International India said in a statement today that the organization has laid off its staff in India and paused all its ongoing campaign and research work on human rights. Indian authorities did not immediately confirm whether Amnesty India's bank accounts had been frozen. Amnesty said it is being targeted because it demanded accountability for human rights violations in the country. Meanwhile, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has assailed India's Hindu nationalist government and its moves to cement control of Muslim-majority Kashmir, calling India a state sponsor of hatred and prejudice against Islam. Prime Minister Khan said Friday that Islamophobia prevails in India today and threatens to close the close to 200 million Muslims who live there. In a pre-recorded speech for the UN General Assembly, the Prime Minister said they believe that India is exclusive to Hindus and others are not equal citizens. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will tell the UN General Assembly that the coronavirus pandemic has frayed the bonds between nations, and he will urge world leaders to unite against the common foe of COVID-19. Prime Minister's office says he'll use his speech on Saturday to say that 9 months into the pandemic, the very notion of the international community looks tattered. 5 years after the Paris terrorist strikes and a week after a brutal knife attack in the French capital, French President Emmanuel Macron sketches the broad outlines Friday of upcoming legislation targeting groups considered hostile to the French Republic and its values with radical Islam, including its political dimension at the forefront. The anti-separatism bill has been long awaited, but was pushed back by the coronavirus pandemic. A recent poll shows the majority of French approve of the initiative. The lone Kentucky detective charged in connection with the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor has pleaded not guilty. Brett Hankinson's plea on Monday comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbors. The United Nations Security Council is expected to discuss the escalating fighting in the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh later on today. The closed-door meeting was requested by 5 European nations as the fighting intensified Monday between forces in Armenia and Azerbaijan in the enclave. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.